I mean, look, when you conservatives have children, why don't you do this, right? So your wife is in there, assuming you're actually married to the bitch. And so she's in the fucking room there where you give... Fuck. You know, why don't you conservatives just save everybody some time? Why don't you give your children a head start in life? When, assuming you're married and assuming you're married to a woman, because I mean, just because you're a conservative doesn't mean you would marry a woman. I mean, you might marry another man because, of course, you want to virtue signal how tolerant and diverse you are because you go to a church that has a fucking rainbow flag outside of it. But you're a conservative, and yeah, we know you believe in smaller government. Which is like being, which is like saying, I believe in being raped a little bit less. But anyhow, your wife is in there. She's in the bed. She's got her legs up in the stirrups, and the baby is coming out, and the kid comes out, and you're in there watching, you know, because this is only the second time in life you've seen your wife naked. Because of course, you know, having sex is like going to the gym. You can't really do that because Jesus might get mad at you, and then God would send you to hell or something. So the baby comes popping out, and you look down there, and you can see that the baby has a dick. And you're probably kind of excited about this, because if you're this much of a hardcore trad con, you know, guy, you're probably a latent homosexual, because I think there is something that when you go that far, I'm a conservative. Let's have some more darkies come into the country. I mean, maybe you're just craving, you know, darky dick or something. Darky dick, I like that. Maybe you're just craving darky dick or something. So anyhow, the baby comes out. It's, guys, it's 06:45 in the morning. I'm sitting here. I was doing the show notes for the podcast that you're, this is Monday. I'm doing the show notes for the podcast I need to get posted for you to hear today. And I'm looking this stuff on the internet, and I lose my mind, and it's like I just grab the recorder because I have to do this. This is what anarchy moments are all about. It's just a where I can't fucking contain it anymore. So Monday's podcast. So the baby comes out, and you look at it, and you see a little wee wee. You know what? Why don't you just ask the doctor right then and there, hey, doctor, can you cut his dick off now so that he gets a head start for when I send him to public school? And the public school tells him that there's no such thing as boys and girls, and he's actually a girl, and then he wants to go get his fucking surgery and have his dick taken off. Can you just cut his dick off right now so that my child has a head start in being mentally fucked up over all the other kids? You know, because then you're going to see, because then you conservatives, you know, you're going to send your children to public school where they're educated by the enemy. I mean, and between, my God, first of all, they're not getting any education. And then you throw in the shit we got these people telling them there's no such thing as boys and girls. And now they're wearing the muzzles on their face. How confused are these kids going to be? I mean, when you take them, you take boys and you girls, okay, and then everybody's got the same stupid fucking haircut nowadays. And then you throw the muzzle over their face. My God, people look more alike than ever. So anyhow, I'm doing the show notes for this episode that I need to be posting right now, but I just got distracted by doing this because I have to yell at the internet because this is pathetic. This is absolutely fucking pathetic. This, you know what? I am more and more and more and more and more and more. My hatred for conservatives is rivaling my hatred for libtards. Because you're just so fucking ballless. Here's the thing. You conservatives, they all run around. You all do this same shtick. And, you know, if you go back and listen to my podcast, you're going to hear me saying this as well, back when I was stupid. You all do the same shtick. Well, we're busy running the economy. We're busy getting things done. You know, we have jobs. We don't have time. Oh, you don't have time to fucking defend yourselves from extermination because you're busy going to work. Here's the thing about your whole going to work excuse for not doing anything. You are perhaps going to work. You're going to work for the enemy. Conservatives, you know, and well, we're business owners. And I was, no, you're not. I really don't think you are. I know a few business owners who are right-winger types. But most of them are leftist. And here's the important difference. Let's pretend for a moment that there are these conservative business owners out there, that you actually are doing all this economic activity that you think you're doing, that you fantasize that you're doing, like that you masturbate about doing. Here's the most important difference between conservative business owners and libtard business owners. Libtard business owners fire people who are not libtards. Conservatives will not fire people who are not conservatives. As a conservative, you are either employing the enemy and you're paying them, you're financing the enemy, that's called treason, or you're working for the enemy. You're providing aid and support for the enemy. That's called treason. Libtards go get a job somewhere, and at the job they walk in, they see a Trump flag, they leave. And on the way out, they sabotage the business. Libtard owns a business, finds out one of his employees is a member of the NRA, fires them. That's why the libtards have won and you have lost. Not losing, you have lost. I'm telling you, when the fucking kid comes out of the fucking vajayjay, just have the doctor cut its dick off right there. There is no point in you giving birth to a son. Your wife giving birth to a son. Men don't give birth. Despite what all the people on the internet who post videos entitled things like, "We are pregnant," think. Especially, remember that was the atheist chick? She had that video, "We are pregnant." This woman says she went to medical school for 3 years and she thinks that she and this beta male looking fag guy can both get pregnant. That's 3 years of medical school. We, right? Remember, the people telling you the Wuhan hoax is a real thing are the same people who are telling you that a woman's menstruation cycle doesn't have anything to do with fertility. Like, these are the people you conservatives are believing. Okay, let's get into this. So you heard in the Monday, I talked about how some guy got fired because he made some comment. So I just wanted to see, what did the guy say? I couldn't help but be curious. So I'm typing some shit into DuckDuckGo and I'm getting some answers. And first I got a bunch of stuff about a college basketball announcer that got fired, which is funny. We'll do that too. But then I finally found over on Yahoo, and I'm so sick of the internet. I mean, right now I'm like getting bombarded on Yahoo News. Who gets their news from Yahoo? With videos. Here's this video of these two fucking chinks with muzzles on their faces, you know, trying to sell me something. I don't know what they're trying to sell me because the volume is off. But this fucking thing on the internet, just the advertisements and the pop-up videos and shit. God damn, this is what normies see every day of their lives. The internet is literally Hitler unusable nowadays. All right, anyway, that's a totally different rant. Here we go. Former PGA Tour golfer Mark Lynn, L-Y-E, however you pronounce that, was fired by Sirius XM Radio after he made sexist comments about the WNBA and women's basketball during a show on PGA Tour Radio Saturday. Wait, now hold on. I mean, because on the news, he's described as a, and on the news, I didn't even hear the person's name, so I don't know if this is the right guy. But when they said conservative, I thought they meant like a political talk show kind of guy. This is like a sports commentator. Mark, who is hosting the scorecard on Sirius XM's PGA Tour radio on Saturday, started slamming women's basketball while talking about the LPGA. Whatever, that's the ladies' professional golf or something. Watching women's basketball, he said, would make him want to shoot himself. Okay, quote, "You know, the LPGA Tour, is that like the LGBTQ plus stands for double pedophile, equals stands for chopping off your baby's dick when it comes out of the womb. I mean, dude, that's one of the smartest things I've come up with lately. I'm a fucking genius. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Send me some fucking Bitcoin. Send me some cuck bucks. Fucking stop being such fucking parasites like a bunch of goddamn cuckservatives. That's genius. That's genius. Cut the baby's dick off when it comes out of the fucking womb. That is fucking genius level humor. More and more, I think I need to do a stand-up comedy routine. I've got enough tiny little bits here and there. If I could remember them and assemble them all together, oh my God, I could get fired from any job on the planet. That should be a thing to go around. How do you make money like that? Just go around, get jobs, walk in the door, and just go into my routine and see how long it takes me to get fired. You're welcome, motherfuckers. Quote, you know, the LPGA Tour, to me, is a completely different tour than it was 10 years ago. You couldn't pay me to watch. You really couldn't, because I couldn't relate at all. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a basketball player, and I'm not trashing anybody, please don't take it the wrong way, but I saw some highlights of ladies' basketball. Man, is there a gun in the house? I'll shoot myself before I watch that. So here you go. This guy just got lost his job for having an opinion about sports and having a preference and making a joke. Yeah, I'll shoot myself before I watch that. I mean, that's all he did. And he lost his fucking job. And you conservatives who do own businesses, oh my God, you wouldn't fire somebody for making, like, coming going, I think Donald Trump should be assassinated. How many conservatives fired an employee for threatening to assassinate the president? Zero. Because you're pussies. You're absolute fucking pussies. There's literally the only reason you conservatives have to live is because somebody has to keep the economy running. Somebody has to keep the electricity going so that the schools can have electricity so that they can teach your children that there's no difference between boys and girls. Virtually everything you do is literally Hitler aiding and abetting the enemy. You are fucking traitors. Every goddamn one of you. You are fucking traitors. So let's bounce it. Let's read this. College basketball announcer fired. When did this happen? February the 4th. So, I mean, this is fairly recent, too. College basketball announcer fired after comparing opponents to Antifa. Okay, this is funny. I'm reading this. I'm laughing. This is hilarious. All right, hang on. Let me do something here. Nope, that's not right. Yeah, I know keyboard shortcuts when I do them with my right hand. When I try to do them with my left hand, I don't have the muscle memory. The play-by-play announcer for Montana State University women's basketball was fired after comparing players from Portland State University to Antifa after a riot. Okay, quote, they might go to jail, but they get out right away, unquote. I really needed this much fucking humor in my life this morning because I had no energy whatsoever and just, I was feeling crappy. I feel so much better now. Mark Mantello broadcasted following what he believed was a lack of called fouls against Portland State in a late January game. He also compared Portland to the south side of Chicago. Let's see, who is calling the game, blah, 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 offered commentary, that's what he gets paid to do, offered commentary during the fourth quarter regarding Portland State center Rima Ogilvie, whoever the fuck that is, some chick. Okay. Quote, Ogilvy from St. Ignatius College in Chicago, which is Southside. You've heard of it. Portland, not much different, I don't think, these days. I don't even know what that series of words means. How anyone could get offended by that. Then, you know, he added in a text with a laughing emoji. Guys, if you're a man and you're using emojis, you're not a man. Please stop. Later in the quarter, Martello complained there were no referee calls after a Montana State Bobcats player got fouled two or three times, and then he lowered the Antifa boom. Quote, evidently, Cats are up 19. Portland can get away with whatever they're not, with whatever they're going to get away with. Portland's like Antifa after a riot. They might go to jail, but they get out right away. They can get away with it. Unquote. That's funny. That's funny. Martello soon. He did it, guys. He did it. You're going, oh, but great one. But great one. Did he use the magic words? Because, see, in the liberty movement, in the anarchist movement, there's this group of people. You may have heard of them. You may not. They're the sovereign citizens. And we make fun of them. You know, Jack Spearco made fun of them recently. These are people who think that there's some magic phrases that you can say that get you out of the thumb of the state. Like, literally Hitler, I'm not making this up if you don't know about this. So they think that, like, if a police officer pulls you over, there's this magic phrase. You can say something like, well, officer, I do not recognize your authority unto myself as I am sovereign nation, or some shit like that. Yeah, and they think that if you're called into court, you can say to the judge, there's like these magic phrases you can say to the judge, you know, that how the law doesn't apply to you and the judge has to let you go. It's just this bizarre shit. It's because if this worked, we would know it by now, right? Here, you know, and they're just bizarre. The magic phrases. And Martello, he said the conservative magic phrase. He did it. He did it. Oh, he did the magic phrase. It says right here. Quote, it says, Martello soon apologized. Oh, he apologized. I'm sorry. He apologized to liberals. He told the libtards who want to exterminate his race and kill his children and rape his wife and destroy his civilization. He apologized to them. Oh, he said the magic words. Ah. He said, quote, uh-oh, I shouldn't say stuff like that. I'm sorry. Unquote. He said the magic words. I'm sorry. And he got fired. Now right here, now this is hilarious because I'm scrolling down. And here it says, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Fired him. Martello wouldn't apologize. Quote, Martello says this, quote, I am taking responsibility for what came out of my mouth. I will miss the team and the coaches. There will be no apology. No one was harmed. Period. Unquote. Right here, Martello soon apologized. Quote, uh-oh, I shouldn't say stuff like that. I'm sorry. Unquote. Dude, you apologized, and now you're telling people you're not going to apologize. This is your cuck. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You already apologized. So then he texted. What is he texting to? This is the worst. This fucking Blaze. This is the worst fucking writing. Was this written by a fucking woman? Hold on. That's one. No, this is written by somebody named Dave. Dave, you're... What the fuck are you talking about? I've been editing this as I read it to you. So, like this, it says, the outlet said he also texted that, and then there's this quote. What do you mean, the outlet? What is the outlet? Like the shoe outlet at the mall? What the fuck are... What outlet? And he texted... Texted to who? Are you like reading this guy's personal text messages? What the fuck is this? Okay. The outlet said he also texted that, quote, this is part of the world we live in. It's part of the world we live in because you won't do anything about it. You and other conservatives, you and other white people. You and other white people in North America, because you're obsessed with diversity and tolerance and inclusion and affirmative action and equity. This is the world we live in because of your inaction, because the boomers have destroyed everything so they could feel good. This is part of the world we live in. A big reason why I hate social media. Get the fuck off social media, moron. Put the shit... What are you, a fucking teenage girl? Get off social media. Dumb thing to say, maybe, but firing me represents Montana values? Question mark? I think not. No, wrong. Montana, that you're referring to, I'm assuming, Montana College. Yes, this does represent the college's values. The values are firing anybody who's not a libtard like them. Yes, that is the values of the company you're working for. The college is a company. It's there to make a profit. It's there to keep liberals employed. It's there to indoctrinate your children. Okay? Yes, firing people who make comments that are not approved by the powers that be is 100% the values of Montana State University. The fuck is wrong with you, goddamn people? He also said, listen to this, this is so fucking conservative. Okay, here's another one. Quote, as a taxpaying citizen of Montana, I am deeply offended that my tax money goes to institutions that defend terrorism. As a sportscaster, I say lighten up. It was a joke. Unquote. God, yes, this is my point. You are working and paying taxes to support your enemy. You know, and then we got to hear the new rage. Oh, the new rage. You know what? I might do... Hold on. You know what? I need more coffee. I might just do this right now because I'm in the fucking mood for it. You guys just fucking go get another beverage. Go get another beer, another wine, another martini, another coffee, whatever the hell. I'll be right back. Just fucking sit there. Got time for this shit. God damn it, I'm pissed off. Don't you understand? As soon as Donald Trump gets elected again, QAnon is going to come back out of retirement and we're going to drain the swamp. Oh, QAnon and Jesus, they're going to drain the swamp. They're going to be the left hand and the right hand man of Donald Trump, and he's going to emerge and become president again, and he's finally going to put Hillary in jail because she drinks the blood of babies. So I don't have to do anything except keep working for a liberal and aiding and abetting the enemy with my tax money and sending sending my children to public school because I love my children, but I can't be bothered to educate them at home because my wife and I both have to work because my wife really needs to focus on her career because she likes to travel. The latest rage amongst you conservatives and you Christians is this concept that you're going to create a parallel economy. Okay, let's go ahead and just fucking destroy this, shall we? Guys, you're not creating a parallel economy. I get these emails from Gab all the time about their parallel economy and all this shit and advertising the parallel economy, blah, 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 blah. What's this? Sorry, I got distracted. It happens. Oh, it's people. Guys, people, don't send me fucking... I know it's Valentine's Day. I don't need fucking electronic Valentine's Day cards. I love you all, but piss off. None of my listeners sent me a Valentine's Day card, okay? I was not one of you guys. You're not forming a parallel economy, guys. What's happening is that you're getting excluded from the existing economy. Now, those are two completely different things. Because when you look at all these people who think they're forming the parallel economy, all right, let me come at it this way. What is a parallel economy? A parallel economy is an economic system that is running parallel to the existing one. That's why it's called parallel. Oh my God, Eric July did a video I watched last night. Somebody, what city was it? I want to say it's the state of Oregon. There's some talking head politician or government official or whatever. They want to do a mask mandate for the, I think it's the whole state. Don't quote me on all this. I don't remember for sure. But here's the important part. It's a permanent mask mandate for wearing muzzles indoors. Permanent. Okay, permanent. Right? And the guy, he's right there. He's on, and he says, well, permanent doesn't mean permanent. I mean, this is where we're at as a society. And you conservatives, wherever this, you'll go to work that day and you'll keep working and you'll keep the electricity going and you'll pay your taxes. And these people are telling you they are going to implement a permanent muzzle mandate, but permanent does not mean permanent. You people are so fucking dumb that you will buy that women's menstruation doesn't have anything to do with fertility. You're so stupid, you will send your children to public school. You are so stupid that a politician or government official, whatever the fuck he was, can sit there and tell you that permanent does not mean permanent. And you will believe this. Okay, your parallel economy is called a parallel economy because it's parallel. Now, an economy, in order for an economy to function, somebody within the economy has to create value. And you kind of have to start at the bottom. Here's what I mean by that. What are the most important things? Well, food, shelter, clothing, power. Right? You can have all this. Oh, I'm a parallel economy. What do we do? Hang on a second. How long would it take me to find anything, first of all? Jesus fucking Christ. While I'm doing that, let me look. There's more of this article. Let me see if there's more stuff I should laugh at here. My God. Uh, All right. What are the odds? My God. Come on, internet. Fuck. All right, see, the problem is I don't know my way around Gab, and so I don't know where to find this so-called parallel economy in order to make fun of it. All right, never mind. I can't do that because I have no preparation because I'm just fucking rolling here. Here's your parallel economy, guys. You're selling your little, you're like your Ronald Reagan, or your QAnon Jesus coffee mugs or whatever. Okay, and you're calling this a parallel economy. Okay, that's great, but here's the thing. Unless people have food, water, electricity, shelter, they don't really need a coffee mug. And so when you look at all these people who are talking about the parallel economy, right, ask yourself this. Are any of those people growing and producing food? Are any of those people generating electricity? Are any of those people building houses? Any of those people create clothing? I'm not talking about, you know, they have a shop where you buy a t-shirt from their online shop. The t-shirt is actually made in China and it's printed somewhere by a company that's run by a leftist. I'm not talking about that. Is that person personally making clothing? Is this person who's talking about a parallel economy actually outside with some lumber building a house? Is this person who's talking about a parallel economy, does this person actually have a generator that's generating electricity and going out on the grid? Does this person have a garden or a pasture that has cows in it and the cows eat some grass and then the cow gets slaughtered and he sells you the meat? Are they actually creating any value? And the answer in most cases, right, there's a couple of exceptions. For example, again, I'm going to use our buddy Jack Spierko. I mean, he can somewhat talk about a parallel economy because he produces food. He produces things that people will actually pay for. But the rest of you out there, like all you idiots on Gab running around talking about Jesus as king, talking about your parallel economy, none of you, you're not creating anything. You are not a parallel economy. You are simply being excluded from the existing economy, right? A parallel economy is not, instead of you not going to Walmart because you can't wear a muzzle, you ordering shit from Amazon. That's not a parallel economy, you dumb fuck. Okay? You ordering food from Grubhub and having it delivered to your house is not a parallel economy. This fucking, this is, it's just amazing to me how you conservatives constantly come up with all these reasons not to ever defend yourselves, to just lay there and get ass raped and the whole time just like, oh, nothing's wrong here. Right, for Donald Trump was going to save us. We didn't have to do anything else. We elected Trump. But QAnon. Well, Donald Trump's done a few things, but QAnon, he's working in the background. QAnon is going to come for us, right? So then all that fell through. Then a bunch of you people out there discovered Jesus. Oh, now I ain't got to worry. Jesus is going to take care of everything. Well, Jesus didn't do anything because you were impatient, right? Jesus hadn't fixed anything. Well, now there's going to be a parallel economy. Oh, the parallel economy. What parallel economy? Your electricity is still going to be generated by the government, which is leftist. Your houses are still going to be built. So you can't even afford a house, right? The apartment complex you live in is controlled by leftist. At some point, you'll have to get vaxxed in order to live there, okay? Your food is produced by leftist corporations. It's genetically modified. You're going to eat it because you don't have any options. You don't know how to grow food. Your clothing is made by slave labor in China. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? A parallel economy. You're so goddamn delusional. How about you guys just fire your fucking enemies? How about you stop being traitors? How about you just admit that you've lost and go cut your children's dicks off. All right, here we go. We're delaying Monday's podcast even farther. I found the parallel economy on Gab. All right, here we go. So I found this, there's the thing, and here's our job board. So I follow this over to, this is the parallel economy job board over on Gab. Okay, so here, and I'm just looking at the thumbnails, says $0 myself, Cambridge, UK. Okay, and $60 appliance installer in New Hampshire. $25 3D designer required anywhere. Somebody wants to pay, was that $25 an hour or $25? And where, I need someone to do the 3D, refine my prototype, blah, blah, blah. Don't have. Say, what is 25 to what? I mean, so this is your parallel economy. This job is 30 minutes if you have enough experience. Oh, I love this. Here's somebody. Okay, this person doesn't know anything. I need somebody to do the 3D part and refine my existing prototype. It's a simple job. These will likely be... Guys, if it's... I don't have time to learn the 3D software. However, I know enough about 3D software to tell you it's a simple job and will only take 30 minutes. These people... The people who do that need to have the shit beat out of them. I've ranted about this one before. I love it when someone who knows nothing about how to do a job, like my job. So, oh, great one. It only should take you like an hour to do that lighting. Have you ever done lighting before? No. Have you worked in production? No. Have you worked in theater? No. What do you do? Well, I'm a C++ programmer. Why don't you shut the fuck up? Because, oh, so guys, this is... Here's your parallel economy. This is your parallel economy built by conservative Christians. All right, this is it. Now hang on, we're gonna review the entire parallel economy. You may think this is a joke, it's not. All right, so we got $0 myself, we got $60 appliance installer, we got $25 for a 3D designer. We have $0 voice actor worldwide, $0 part-time sports reporter in South Texas, $0 part-time accountant executive in South Texas, $18 AutoCAD and Revit drafter person in Huntington Beach, California. We got $90 for this overweight woman. She's got her picture, is going to do 1 hour life coach sessions. So you conservative Christians are getting life coached by overweight women. I can't figure out why you lost. $40 an hour, get your home sparkling clean with Maid Marie in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, if she had a picture and she was cute, I'd hire her. $15 an hour, customer service representative, licensed property and casualty CSR in Dayton, Ohio. $169, executive resumes, interview coaching, grad school SOI edits. There you go, that's it. That's all the listings on Gab. That's your parallel economy. This is what you conservatives and Christians are on the internet masturbating about. This is your parallel economy. Nobody in here is producing food. Nobody in here is producing shelter. Nobody in here is producing electricity. So there's over here, we got this, what is this? Let me back up for a second. Yeah, God damn it, let me back up. So this is the, I lost, where'd it go? Yeah, so here's this board where people are posting, I don't have a job, I'm looking for a job. You know, I'm looking for a business mentor. Oh God. Insurance agency looking for CSR, must pass. Okay, well there's someone actually trying to hire, looking to leave industry, seeking a position, does not require vax. Here's someone actually looking for a place to work. Newman Memorial is hiring. 10-bed hospital, ER, we're taking. All right, but here we got Fred. So this is the no vax mandate job board. There we go. Let me open this in another fucking link. We have the no vax mandate job board. My company's looking for a full stack engineer. All right, great. Wow. No, it's not. I wasn't looking at his wife. No pictures of the wife. That would help. So Fred, I've been out of work since November. Every job I apply for, I need to be vaxxed or do a test every 72 hours. I have 25 years in security field, looking for work in upstate New York. Need help fast. Okay, so the parallel Jesus economy swings into action. And here's what they've got to help this guy out. This is why I don't post things on the internet. The guy says, hey, I'm looking for a job. Can anybody help a brother out? And what does he get? He gets commentary. Here's the first one. You need to get out of New York, brother. That's not a job. Here's your parallel economy. Then he responds, hard to do with no money, but I agree. But you also don't have a job. You have no money. There's nothing keeping you there. How are you paying your rent? If you don't have a fucking job, get the fuck out. Renting a U-Haul truck might be expensive, but it's probably less than your rent. Or are you fucking parasiting off somebody? Are you in your mom's basement still? Here's the next response to this guy who needs a job. The tests themselves are incapable of finding results and are toxic. Many exams and studies of the swabs found them to contain graphite oxide, microscopic drug delivery nanobots, and even be radioactive. But it's okay, guys, because Jesus is king. QAnon is coming. The guy's looking for a fucking job. This is the response that he's getting in your parallel economy. Whoa, the wacko conspiracies about the swabs are used to deliver nanobots. Do you conservative Christians, do you realize what a fucking joke you are? You don't. You don't, because you're too busy being traitors. You're too busy aiding and abetting the enemy. Oh my God, here it is. Gab, sponsored. Hold on. Welcome to the parallel economy. Yes, it takes it right. Yes, it's here's their parallel economy. It's exactly what I just read to you. Those 12 jobs or whatever. And here we've just got people selling stuff. Other than that, it's just people selling things. What do we want to click on? Class of electronics, family, entertainment, furniture. It's people selling their furniture on Gab. This is not a fucking parallel economy. This is Craigslist. What the fuck is wrong with you conservatives?
We have a parallel economy, man.
All right, here's the next one. Good luck, Fred. I seem to be hitting the vaccine wall myself. Me too. Help. And then here's, are you in cybersecurity or transport security? And Fred says, not cybersecurity, but I've done a lot of security work, executive protection to just watching a construction site. But this is the guy looking for, here's your parallel economy, guys. Here it is. This, you cucks, you're fucking retarded. You're so pathetic. And you don't even know that you're pathetic. It's okay, guy. It's okay, right? Because Jesus is king.